Hi everyone, Beth here. If you are struggling to find your homeschool vibe and are looking for ways to get your kids to get their schoolwork done, or ways for you to keep your sanity as a homeschool parent, or how to handle your many responsibilities while still feeling relaxed and loving homeschooling, then my book, Find Your Homeschool Vibe, might be just what you're looking for. In my book, I share how to shift your mindset to help you as the parent stay focused on the point of all of this, which is the love of learning. I also share some tried and true homeschool mom life hacks for every day. You can find the book in the show notes or by searching for Find Your Homeschool Vibe on Amazon.
Welcome to the Homeschool Vibe Podcast, the podcast that explores alternative approaches to education and celebrates the joys of homeschooling. I'm your host, Beth, and in today's episode, we'll be diving into the wonderful world of homeschooling kindergarten, using a relaxed approach and embracing natural learning methods, like the Charlotte Mason method. Kindergarten is such an exciting time for parents and children. It sets the foundation for a lifelong love of learning, and homeschooling provides the perfect opportunity to create a nurturing and relaxed environment for our little ones. Today, we'll explore how to approach kindergarten homeschooling with a focus on natural learning principles. The first principle we embrace is the idea of a rich and living education. Instead of relying solely on textbooks and worksheets, we engage our kindergartners in real-life experiences. We go on nature walks, exploring the wonders of the natural world, observing plants, insects, and animals. We encourage the kids to keep nature journals where they can sketch and write about their discoveries. You can also, if your child doesn't like to write or they don't like to draw, like my son, how he was when he was young, but he can explain what he saw and talk about it. He can also be allowed to use, like, if he has a device or you have a device that he can use to take pictures and make a little nature journal with photos. So you can help him have an album like that. The next thing is that's huge is reading. Books, you want to read books that are really well written, books that inspire imagination and provide meaningful stories and knowledge. Through read-aloud sessions, we can introduce our children to classic literature, folktales, and stories that ignite their curiosity and spark their love for reading. Kids are just so much fun to read to. Reading time is one of my favorite things. I still try and get little kids to let me read to them, just random. No, just kidding. No, I try. My nieces and nephews, I still get so excited if they want reading time or story time before bed. It's like really fun. Okay. Another key aspect of natural kindergarten, like, you know, a natural environment for a kindergarten is the focus on short lessons. Focus on short lessons and outdoor play, or if the weather's bad, and, you know, encourage like learning toys, like educational toys or Lego building. Their little hands might not be the best for building Legos yet, but the bigger blocks like Duplo, stuff like that. Just encourage play, like it is a way of their learning time. Talk to them while they're playing and just like discuss what they're doing and stuff like that. It's really neat. Okay, so understanding that little kids have short attention spans is a huge deal. You want to keep the lessons brief and engaging. Providing an ample time for outdoor play, allowing them to run, explore, discover things around them is just a huge deal. It's so much fun. Not only does outdoor play develop their physical skills, but it also cultivates a sense of wonder and a connection to nature. They learn through unstructured play, engaging in imaginative activities, building with blocks, and creating their own adventures. Which my kids were like pros at this. Like it was so much fun. They would make games up constantly and make up really fun stories and adventures about what they were doing outside or in the house, whatever. Wherever they were playing, it was very cute. Okay. As parents, we also strive to create a peaceful and inviting learning environment at home. We set up a cozy reading corner. I would have a basket out with all the library books they chose. It'd be just full of that and have lots of soft cushions around and lots of good books around for the kids and learning games and all sort of that kind of stuff. Just like having like an art area for kids to be able to have their art supplies ready. And my daughter especially loved the art stuff. Having that available at all times was really a big deal for her. And she made a lot of really fun things. It was really fun. Our goal in the whole time that they're homeschooling, but especially when you're getting it started officially, our goal is to surround them with beauty and inspiration, stimulating their senses and nurturing their love for learning. The socialization aspect is like, for me, like one of the easiest parts, especially when they're younger. Like having play days, it's kind of more, it's really easy when they're young to join park days and different things like that. Look for homeschool groups and stuff like that that you can join. Just remember that not all homeschool groups will be the right fit. So don't judge one homeschool group by like a weird one. If you find a weird one, just keep on looking for another one. And also you might have shown up on the one weird day. So give it more than one try. Because sometimes there's just a weird day. So there's also learning co-ops that are fun and homeschool learning centers. Okay, so the other thing I wanted to talk about is like homeschool curriculum. For us, when I first started homeschooling, I was really scared. I was so scared that I would fail my son by not hitting all of the areas that I was thought I was supposed to hit for kindergarten. And I was kind of being silly. So I just want to make sure that you don't fall into the same traps that I did. What I had done is I ordered a very, very, very expensive curriculum for kindergarten. And if you really, really think about what they really are supposed to learn in kindergarten, that's kind of silly. Because when I actually looked at like the state standards, I realized that my son, before I ordered that curriculum, already knew all the things. He already knew his alphabet. He knew all the colors. He knew basic, you know, basic, like basic sight, some basic sight words. He already knew it at that point. And so I spent this $800, it's probably more now, but it was $800 on this all-in-one curriculum that was like tons of work for me, lots of boring work for him. He hated it, like would cry. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to fail homeschooling because he's not doing this. And I got burned out on the prep because the teacher prep was kind of insane. It was like an hour a day. Like, I'm not exaggerating. I had to cut out all these things and then get all these different supplies. And it was kind of crazy. And all for things he already knew. But because I was scared, I was going to miss one little part. And so something that you need to kind of try and keep in mind is that what is your goal? And the goal I shoot for at you know, not at the beginning, but now, is the love of learning. The love of learning is the most important, because if they have that, they are lifelong learners. They can research everything when they're older, and they can teach themselves so many things. So if your goal is to meet the state standards, that's fine to cover them, that's fine. But don't rely on that, and don't worry and stress over that, the state standards. Because the state standards won't fit for every child every year. So one child will be 3 grades ahead in the state standards in one subject, and in another be 2 behind. So don't put so much weight into it. Use it as kind of a loose guide of, oh, these are things that they expect in kindergarten that we should cover. I should try and make sure that, are these all there? What's my child's goal? And just really have individual goals for your children, because each of your children will probably be different and will have different strengths. So don't get too hung up on those things, and really, really, really focus on the love of learning, enjoying it, that you should be enjoying this journey. Like, you as the mom or dad or grandma, whoever is the one that is the homeschooling person, the educator part, it should be enjoyable and fun. And if it's not fun and enjoyable for you, it's most likely not for your child either. Homeschooling is just like such a joyous thing when it's approached in a relaxed way and in a way that is focused on the love of learning. While we're on the topic of state standards, I just kind of wanted to give like a quick overview of what a kindergartner should have been presented by the end of kindergarten. And remember, this is loose, and this is like, this is just something to keep in mind as like kind of a general guideline. But if your child isn't ready for some of these, don't worry about it. It's really okay. Every child is so different, and every child will get there. And I know that there are some times where there are special needs that they might not, and that's okay too. But just know and trust that every child will get to where they need to be. And just having like kind of a loose guide so that you can remember some of the things to cover is what the guidelines are about. So when you look up, I'll have a link in the show notes to where you can find your state's standards to kind of have in your mind. But these aren't to be stressed out over. So these are things that kids in general should kind of know by the end of kindergarten. Okay, so cutting along a line with scissors, understand time concepts like yesterday, today, and tomorrow, pay attention for 15-ish minutes, follow 3-step directions, hold a crayon or pencil for writing, share materials like crayons and blocks, know the 8 basic colors, recognize the letters of the alphabet in upper and lowercase forms, know the relationship between letters and the sounds they make, recognize sight words such as the and to and things like that, spell their first and last name, write consonant vowel consonant words such as bat, fan, retell the main points of a story that has been read aloud. Express an opinion by drawing, writing, or speaking. Identify and be able to write numbers from 0 to 20. Count by 1s and 10s to 100. Do addition problems with sums up to 10. Do subtraction problems with numbers 0 to 10. Identify basic shapes such as square, triangle, rectangle, and circle. Know their address and phone number. I'm going to include a link to a book on Amazon called What Your Kindergartner Needs to Know. And there are books by the same author. His name is, I believe it's a man, I'm not sure. Hirsch is his last name. And it's H-I-R-S-C-H. And the link will be in the show notes. But he has one for every grade. And so it kind of you can have one for every grade that you're homeschooling and kind of just have like an overview. The other thing while we're on this topic I wanted to talk about is you need to look up what your state requirements are for homeschooling legally. Each state is different, and I will have the link to the where you can find out what your rules are. Some states you have to register with the state, some you don't, some you have to keep records, some you don't. None of it needs to be hard, and if somebody's telling you it needs to be hard, find somebody else to talk to about it, because it doesn't have to be complicated or hard. And I do have some ways to do homeschool tracking for the learning tracking, and that's free on Homeschool Vibe. And there's a weekly tracker where you can just simply write the things you touched on that week and just store it away with your portfolio samples. And I will do another, episode on portfolios and stuff like that. But just so you know, when I read that list of the kindergarten list, and if you think about that, what I said in that list, think about, do you really need an expensive curriculum, or is that stuff you can do all with what you have in your home? And I believe you don't need a curriculum, and you can do that all from what you have in your home and with books, and you can find free printables all over the internet for if you want a worksheet for your samples, for portfolio samples. But this is, kindergarten is so much fun, and it should not be stressful. And just use the standards as kind of like a, oh yeah, I didn't think about that my child might need to, you know, practice cutting with scissors. Like I, you know, cause sometimes we just don't think about it, but when you read the standards, you're like, oh, that's a good idea. I should have that part done there. My child doesn't know their address. Let's work on that. Don't look at it as a stressful checklist. Look at it as a, oh yeah, this is a good idea. These are things that are good to cover. But they're not stressful. So, okay. And we're moving on. Now I want to talk about schoolrooms, and do we need a schoolroom? Is that important? We see them all over the internet. We see them on TikTok, Instagram, homeschoolers that have beautiful, super, super cute, amazing schoolrooms. They can be so cute and so like fun to decorate. I did that myself. But what I found is that I'd wasted a lot of time and money and focus on getting a homeschool a house with a room for a homeschool room and decorating it and putting the shelves in and all the different things. And guess what? We always would do our homework out by the couch, or we would do it at the kitchen table, even though we had desks in the other room, in the homeschool room. So my kids did enjoy it for an art area. And if you have the space and it's not a hardship for you, then go for it. It can be beautiful and fun, but don't get hung up on it. Don't try and keep up with anyone else and how they're doing it. And don't feel like you need a homeschool room to assure family members that you're doing a good job. Don't even worry about that stuff. And if you just start to worry about that, just let it go. Just go, hey, you know what? Is my child having fun? Is my child learning? Remember, children learn through play. And so when they are having fun, most likely they're learning. Let me see what I missed here. And so part of this, just so you guys know, is I script part of the podcast, but then I just start talking. I'm really bad at following the script. And so I get hung up on trying to make the podcast perfect. And so then I don't release episodes because I'm so worried about it being like perfect and sounding great. So I'm letting that go. I'm working on that. So if it comes across a little bit janky, let's just say that. If it comes across a little bit that way, just know that I'm just trying to get the content out there for you. And just don't judge me too hard. So, okay. So let me see what I missed here. For kindergarten. Okay, so just as a recap, having kids have time outside is a huge deal. Having them be able to talk to them about observing nature, because that's science, it's math, it's learning how to articulate when they're having to communicate or write or like observe and actually notice things. That's deep learning. Like, it may not always seem like it because it's so natural, but it doesn't mean it's not deep learning. Also, moms, you guys should be joining in on that too. Like, you guys should really join in on the nature observation. It really brings like a really positive, loving feeling. It might sound weird, but when I actually make an effort myself to, what did I see in nature today? What three things did I see? I start feeling like a gratefulness, and I start paying attention to the beautiful world that we have. And it's really everywhere. Even if you live in a city, there's beautiful trees in many cities. There's trees and people plant flowers outside. And there's so many things that are like, even like looking at fruits and vegetables is observing nature. That might sound weird, but the different colors and all the beauty, we have so much beauty in this world. So anyway, okay. So, and another part of like observing nature, your kids can learn, you know, you can talk about the colors that they're seeing and all that stuff. I wish I had this book when my kids were preschool aged. It's called Modern Miss Mason, and I'll put a link in the show notes, and I'll link to that book, and I will also link to the episode that we did on peaceful homeschool, that we did a deeper dive into kindergarten. But this is just my quick version of it. Because my goal with this podcast, I'm also a co-host on peaceful homeschool, but my goal with this one is to really, really help parents feel like that it doesn't have to be so hard. So the goal over here is to like have a shorter form podcast episodes that are just little reminders of, hey, you've got this. This is fun. If it's not fun, it's time to shift. This can be easy. You could make it hard if you want to, but you don't need to. And your kids can still be incredibly successful, brilliant, happy people and amazing adults being relaxed. So I'm here to just be the witness for that. My kids are now like, you know, 18 and 22, and they're both successful, they're both happy, they're both social, very social, like so much more social than I ever have been in my life. They're just really like fun, wonderful human beings, and they're both brilliant and smart and well-educated. So don't fret. You've got this. Kindergarten's so much fun. If it's not, fix it, change it. Don't let it be boring. Don't let it be awful. Okay, so I think that that's it. So follow me on Instagram and on Facebook. I'm working more on Instagram than on Facebook, and I'm starting TikTok, which is weird because I've never done that before. So you can go and laugh at my attempts over there if you would like, but it's all at Homeschool Vibe. That's where you can find me. I also have a fan page that I'll have in the show notes that you can actually talk to me, like ask me questions in there, like with using your voice, or you can type in questions for me to cover on the podcast. And I really appreciate the questions because it helps me plan content. So please, if there's stuff you want covered, please let me know. I would love to hear from you. Also on my Instagram, I'm trying to do like a nature observation of my own, and every day try and make sure I have 3 photos on my Instagram that that are some things I saw in nature and enjoyed that day. And I would love for you to tag me in your nature observations, or your kids, if their kids are doing photo albums, or if you're taking pictures of their artwork or their writing. I would love to see that. Like, that would be so much fun. Also, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes and Spotify. That helps people find my podcast and to help more people find their homeschool vibe. If you haven't yet bought the book, How to Find Your Homeschool Vibe, don't forget about that. That's on Amazon. The audiobook should hopefully be coming out in the next month or two. And if you want the announcement, sign up for that on homeschoolvibe.com. Thank you so much for listening.